Tom and Alex are with you on Triple J this morning, and Tom, the big day out is one of the biggest, if not the big one, as far as Australian festivals go. And
that's tickets, why they call it the big day out.
And tickets go on sale for the Sydney leg today at general sale at 9 a.m. Gold Coast tomorrow. The Melbourne, Adelaide, and Perth shows go on sale on Friday. It's a huge lineup, and Tom, we have one of the headline artists on the phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning to Iggy Pop. Hello, how you doing, man? Yeah, there we go. Sorry, I just felt like you needed a big introduction, you know, because your mother flipped an Iggy Pop.
No, that's great. That's all right.
What are you up to at the moment?
I'm sitting by a dirty river watching the water flow by. I was listening to Frank Sinatra, actually, but I got a call from you guys.
Okay. Oh, sorry to take you away from old Blue Eyes. Now, you first came to our shores in 1993 for the big day out, Iggy. How are you feeling about coming back 17 years later?
Well, it's about time, you know, and I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. We've been playing, we were touring Raw Power all year last year, and we got pretty good at it by the end. So we want to go out and pee on somebody.
You want to watch? Go out and pee on somebody?
No, you know, we want
to.
No,
what the hell are you bringing to Australia, you crazy freak? What are you doing?
We want to play, you know. We're in the mood to play, so it's good. It's early in the year, and it's summer down there, which is great, you know.
Great. Well, I mean, you were out a couple of years back. Was it like 2006 that you guys played Big Day Out? Can you remember?
Yeah, I remember really well, but I don't remember like the year number. You know, those don't. I don't even do very well with like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday. You know, but sure, I remember being there. You betcha. And MIA was on that one too. You know.
Yeah. Who else on this lineup for 2011 Big Day Out? Are you excited about playing alongside? MIA is in there as well. Are you a Rammstein or Tool fan or LCD Sound System?
Well, I think they're all good. Everybody I've heard that's going to be on it is just real high quality. So you feel good about, you know, it's good company, put it that way.
Fantastic. Now, beforehand, there's always lineup rumors and that sort of thing associated with a big festival in Australia. And one of the rumors to headline was a gentleman by the name of David Bowie. He didn't make it onto the lineup, but is there any chance of him playing a keyboard in the background of an Iggy Pop and the Stooges gig?
No, he's never played a Stooges gig. He worked with me, but he's not in the Stooges.
I think you should sort that out, Iggy. You should get him involved. You know, I hear he plays, you know, he's not bad on a couple of different instruments. Maybe he could help you guys rock out.
I'll have James what he thinks about that.
All right, good. Can I ask you on a bit of a different note, Iggy, while we've got you on the phone, I was reading on the internet that there was a potential biopic for you slated for 2010, starring someone I guess you wouldn't pick necessarily playing Iggy Pop. Can you tell us what's going on with this this biopic that was kicking around?
Yeah, I think it's on the shelf. It's nothing against Elijah, and the script was okay, but they sort of wanted me to jump out of cakes and do promotional things, and I didn't really want to get involved, you know, and I didn't think it was time for someone else to tell our story, because inevitably it's not just my story, it's everybody I worked with, so I thought the portrayal was something better done in person. I'm the kind of person who'd rather scrap it out on the ground than fly through the air dispensing expensive bullshit to the victims of the world like most rock and roll practitioners.
Fair enough.
So the answer's no, but we are. There's Jim Jarmusch is sort of in progress making just a very artistic documentary about the group. But, you know, I'm not dead yet. When I'm dead, then people can do that to me.
We should clarify, that was Elijah Wood that was potentially slated for this biopic. But that Jim Jarmusch thing sounds awesome. On Triple J this
well,
morning...
No, it has nothing to do with... there's the Stooges, and then there's me. And this was something about me. But that's nothing to do with the Stooges. I'm just one of the guys in the Stooges. So, you know, we're just talking about something totally different. You know, if somebody did want to make a biopic of me, I think they should get Lindsay Lohan, actually. You know? She looks like me, and she's the only one with enough attitude. They could tape her boobs up or something, you know.
Jay, this morning.
She's been in jail at the right age.
Right,
and everything,
right,
so
she knows.
I thought she could do it, you know.
Well, let's have a listen to some of your music, Iggy. This is Iggy Pop and the Stooges, Search and Destroy. We'll be back with Iggy Pop on Triple J after this. off their 1973 album and breakthrough album, really. That is Iggy Pop and the Stooges. The Raw Power was the album, and Search and Destroy was the name of that song. You're with Tom and Alex.
Well, Triple J this morning. We do have Iggy Pop on the line ahead of these guys coming out to Australia.
And you mentioned Iggy, a few of the rock and roll people at the moment you're not particularly happy with, and your latest album, Preliminaires, was a bit of a shot against that and a bit of a turn for you. Singing a song in French is one of the interesting ones from that. What is it about rock and roll these days that doesn't take your fancy?
Well, it doesn't rock, it doesn't roll.
Nobody's stars, pissing on anybody, you know?
You know, how about that, you know? But I don't really talk. I don't mention that unless somebody pins me down, you know? Mm. So it's not my problem, you know? I can do both.
Well, the scene in the 1970s is regarded now as one of the changing points in music, and you were at the forefront of that as well as plenty of other people. Looking back, do you think around 2000, 2010, is there anything in there that we'll look back on that it really changed the way people thought about music?
Gosh, I didn't know. You'd have to ask a critic. You know, the only big change I see really, you know, in the 70s, all the good bands, including the famous ones, were all broke. Mm. So that kind of made them really rocking. And the only one that really, really made the money early was the Beatles, and that's why they had to retire at like 21 or whatever. You know, they were just too rich to bother anymore, you know. But the rest of the groups, the big groups from the 70s, were all broke and successful at the same time. And I think that really helped. It kept things interesting, you know. The only ones that weren't broke were like the fake California folk rock, you know. But the real ones, Hendrix, the Stones, the Doors, they were all borrowing money all the time to, you know, to buy another mansion or whatever, or get out of the hotel, you know, and the Who. And I think it helped. It's really hard when you're rich to bother.
Hey, thanks so much for having a chat to us, Iggy. Lovely to have you on the line, and we're so excited about you coming out for the Big Days Out next year.
Okay, man.
Cheers,
man. It was good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Catch you later.
Bye.
Okay, so long.
And hey, good luck to you. If you're looking to buy tickets to the Sydney Big Day Out, you have 4 minutes, or 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Good luck with that. The tickets are on sale for the Gold Coast Big Day Out tomorrow and Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth on Friday.
Maybe check the Big Day Out website as well, because they are releasing tickets overnight, I believe, before the general sale at 9 a.m. each day.
Thanks for listening to the Tom and Alex podcast. Now get back to your life.